Bez Hashem continues Shari Chua Shar Aleph Ois Mem Test Shir number 74. Discussing the 19th principle of Tshuva. We began yesterday discussing the 19th principle of Tshuva. Azivas Chetoi Bizdaminoi Vubitaikif Tavasoi. What is the 19th principle of Tshuva? That a person who is in the heat of temptation to do an Aveira, Azivas Chetoi Bizdamin, Vubitaikif Tavasoi. And the Yitzhar is mamish, really giving him a challenge, a test. And what does he do? As we learned yesterday from Rabbi Yoina, the Rambam has a similar mahalach. He's ba'oisai makom, the same exact situation he was when the Yitzhara got him the first time and he fell. And he fell to the Yitzhara. The same sign comes up again. And this time, he's matzliach. This time, he has said the Shmaya. This time, he's able to use his bechira chavshus l'toiv, and he's successful, and he overpowers the Yetzirah. But what happens if the challenge does not arise a second time? How does he know that he does and he did a proper tshuva? We're saying that what is a Baal Tshuva? The person who has the same exact challenge, the same exact nisayin, the same test, and he passes with flying colors. So you see, he's a Baal Tshuva. He really means what he says to Hashem, that he wants to do Tshuva. Very good. But if it never happened again, how do you know he's a real Baal Tshuva? Step number one, the Yetzirah will tell the person, well, in order to fulfill, to prove and to show that you're a real Baal Tshuva, you have to put yourself in that nisayin. You have to put yourself in that situation again and prove yourself. That is 100% incorrect. That's the Eitzah, of the Atzah's Yetzahara, the advice of the Yetzahara. We say in Davening, Loidi Dein Nisayin, we're diving to Hashem not to put us in the sign. You know what that means. But we ourselves should not put ourselves into an Nisayin. We should not put ourselves into a test. But the question still stands. So how do we know if there's a proper tshuva or not? How do we know if the person reached that madrega being called the Baal Tshuva? That high madrega being called the Baal Tshuva? So Ben Yonah tells us a very encouraging thought. And he says that a person should strengthen himself. And I'll give you a mashal. You have a person who knows how to protect himself, self-defense. He's pretty good. One day he walks down the street and some people ambush him. And they beat him up. So he tells himself he's going to get better and stronger and work in his martial arts better. And if this should ever happen again, he'll be ready this time. The nimshal is, he has to strengthen himself and practice and work on Yiras Shamayim. Day after day after day. Practically speaking, one way to put into practice, we discuss this on a regular basis, making brachas better. We all, Baruch Hashem, make brachas. We all make a bracha pour with the food before you put the food in their mouths. But what kind of bracha is that? Is that the bracha because, of course, how can I put something in my mouth without making a bracha? Or is the bracha with a feeling of, I'm talking to Hashem now? So is there Baruch, Ato, Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech, Olam, Bayrei, Piri, Ha'etz? With that feeling of tasting that delicious mango and connecting, associating that, Hashem, look what you gave me, such a mango, it's delicious, it's juicy, it's flavorful. It's a whole different level. It's a whole different person. Person who's making brachas like this day after day,
10 brachas a day, 30 brachas a day, 50 brachas like this, then even though the nisayon, the challenge and the test does not come up to this person, Hashem says, I see you're flexing your spiritual muscles. I see you could do a jumping flip back kick against the Yetzirah. You have a tshuva shleima. You have 100% kapara. You have a kirva zilakim, a closeness to Hashem, because you are working and working and working on yourself day after day. Haloi boichin libay su yovin v'noitzer v'nafshoi hu yeda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows what's in our hearts, in our mind, He understands, He knows the levels that we reached. And He knows that we're able to pass that nisayin if the test would come to us again. And this person has reached the highest levels of tshuva. Because Hashem, who knows the emes, didn't have to give him the test. This person passed the test because he's constantly flexing those spiritual muscles of Yiras Hashem.